This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. AP sources say State Department officials were told in May that Ukraine's president was feeling pressured by U.S. officials. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
At a joint news conference with President Donald Trump in September, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed their July call that is now central to the impeachment proceedings against Trump.
I think, and you read it, that nobody pushed me. Yes.
In other words, no pressure.
But two people with knowledge of the matter tell the Associated Press in May, officials at the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv were told Zelensky was seeking advice on how to deal with pressure from U.S. officials to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. The information came from Amos Hochstein, an American businessman and former diplomat who attended a meeting on May 7th with Zelensky. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Trump administration is abandoning a 40-year-old U.S. policy that declared Israeli Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank inconsistent with international law. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the move on Monday.
The Trump administration is reversing the Obama administration's approach towards Israeli settlements. U.S. public statements on settlement activities in the West Bank have been inconsistent over decades.
Pompeo said Monday's reversal does not mean the United States is making up its mind at this time about the status of the West Bank, saying that question is part of a final peace deal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed the U.S. announcement, while Palestinian officials call the U.S. move irresponsible behavior that contradicts totally with international law. North Korea is responding to a tweet by President Trump that hinted at another summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Pyongyang says it has no interest in giving Mr. Trump further meetings to brag about unless it gets something in return. This is VOA News.